I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yes, sir. I don't want to be naive, but I have a tough time figuring out if we have a problem or an aberration in this area. I have a tough time figuring out if this is symptomatic of something bigger that I'm not aware of, or if it's just isolated to one particular school and probably a small group of people. New Prague is in trouble with two different schools. Cooper and St. Louis Park refuses to play them because there's racial overtones, they say, when you play against them. And it got me thinking. I go to a lot of games, see a lot of different things. I don't recall that I ever have witnessed, been at a game where someone was blatantly racist to the other team or someone was out of control to the other team. Maybe some of you have seen something different than I have. Call us 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Have you ever been in a gymnasium? At a ball field where you heard something that you found so offensive that you couldn't believe it? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It's disturbing what you hear in the New Prague situation and to hear it twice, for sure. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've spent enough time in New Prague over the years, and I know enough people from New Prague. There's a lot of really good people in New Prague. A lot of really good people down there in New Prague. They've done a lot of things right over the years. They're a bigger school than you realize. You think that because it's outside the Twin Cities, that it's smaller in size, and it's not. They float between the biggest schools, you know, playing at the 4A level in basketball and the 3A level because their enrollment is such. They also have a very good leader in Tim Ditburner down there, who I have known for, 35 years since his since he coached at Le Sueur, and then he went on to South St. Paul and then New Prague, and he's superintendent now. And Tim is an aggressive coach. He's not going to take this. He's not going to stand for people inside New Prague tarnishing its image. I know the way he operates, and he will be aggressive about this and making sure that the right thing is done. But it bothers me that the people down there also are going to have to live with this image that is probably created by a small group of people, as is usually the case. I don't think it's indicative of the entire city, for sure, at least not any time that I've been there. And that raises a question, too. I go, have you people out there, have you seen things, not from New Prague necessarily, but in general, that would indicate that we have a problem with our fan behavior in general? When you go to a game, a high school game, college game, whatever it is, have you heard people that have been viciously attacked and said things that you don't have to say what they said, but that were that crossed the line? I guess we all kind of know what the line is. It's not just a racial issue. It's when you refer to a referee as a fill in the blank. things like that. And I don't know that in Minnesota we have a big problem there. Obviously, when it rears its head like this did, you got an issue. But I'm not sure in Minnesota that we've got a big problem. And I've sat in a lot of games and a lot of different, and this year I've sat, I was just at a game today, in fact. And you see an occasional jab at a referee. Many times just caught up in the heat of the moment. But I have not seen, systemically speaking, that we have a huge problem in the state of Minnesota with fan behavior. And that's why I believe this can be rectified. But you have to root out the people in the middle of it. And in this case, you need to go after, and go after hard, because everybody knows who it was. It's like a lot of things that happen in a lot of places. Everybody will know who was doing what at New Prague. It's not going to be difficult to figure that out. And then you got to lower the boom on those people. Kabang. Because to me, that is akin to bullying. And when anybody that engages in bullying, whether it's from the stands, in the hallways at a school, or in cyberbullying or social media bullying, whatever you want to call it, these are some of the worst of the worst. And you have to, of all the things that I can think of, that I've studied, that I've worked with, stories I've done, the one that scars the deepest is unattended bullying. When someone is bullied, particularly in the junior high or high school age, and they don't tell anybody, and it extends and it goes longer and longer and exacerbates, and it never gets, by the time it's corrected or by the time the fire is put out, it's too late, the damage has been done. And when you do that from the sidelines, that's just another form of bullying. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen that. You can call us 651-461-9226 if you have, and offer an opinion on that. But I've never thought that Minnesota was out there far and above anywhere else in this area. I see people get upset. I've seen fans get upset with other fans from other teams. You know, some finger pointing, some, you know, somebody delivers a cheap shot and they yell at the fans from the other team and they yell back, and tempers flare. But I don't recall ever seeing something that I thought was egregious that they were saying from the stands that I thought was either racist, over the line, any of those things. Maybe I'm wrong. 651-461-9226 if you want to offer something that you've seen that's different. You can call us. I don't want texts. I don't want any of that stuff. Just call us if you got a story. 651-461-9226. This text thing is not big on my list anymore, because I want to hear people tell their story. I want to hear them say it. I want to hear them say it out loud so that we can have a back and forth. And the text and the Twitter and all that stuff, that doesn't get it done for me. Not as a reporter either, by the way. When people take their information from Twitter and things like that, and as reporters, and they say, "Well, I saw this." I mean, you just saw somebody's opinion. They may be a winner, they may be a loser in life, but you can't take their opinions and just say that becomes part of the news story. So I don't want to do that. I'd rather engage in an actual live dialogue with you, because I think when people hear a voice, it's they read a lot of things into it, and they can hear the passion, they can hear the pain, they can hear whatever it is, as opposed to just a text or something like that, or I don't want to use my name, but this happened, and I'm going to hang up. And, you know, that I don't want to do that. If you want to play, just call us, 651-461-9226. But the action of bullying is offensive, but it's also very complicated, because sometimes the kids that bully don't realize the effect that they're having, and sometimes they don't realize if they're even being a bully, or they think that they're just having fun, or they whatever it is. But when you see how this intrudes people's lives and what it does to their psyche, to an extent, I don't want to say it's irreparable, but they never, ever forget it. They never forget what that was like. And that's what this is akin to. If you're bullying somebody from another team, whatever it is, shame on you. And if you're bullying somebody in the hallways, I hope they throw it, somebody finds you and throws you up against the locker. And if a teacher needs to do that, whatever it is, you got to shut the bully down, and you got to do it in a big way. Let's go to Donnie from St. Paul. Donnie, you're on Sports to the Max.
Well, Mike, all I can tell you is great minds think alike. I just did some training today on baseball eradicating child abuse. So
eradicating what?
Child abuse. So it was all anything, including bullying, cyberbullying, the whole gamut. So I'm getting pretty close to 5 decades of coaching baseball, Mike, and I don't see a big problem. You have outbursts like what happened at Michigan the other day. Those are rare in Minnesota, really rare. I just think what's really hard is about the issue is that, I think the modern person is much more in tune with it's for the kids, hopefully. I think most great programs, they're totally into full child development. But what happens is there are always people because of, maybe the way they're raised or they don't really have boundaries about that. But you're right. It just has to be stepped on and just, you got to get rid of the people who do it, get them out of stands, and then the message is clear that, hey, it's for the kids, not for the adults.
Do you ever have a problem with your own players bullying each other over the years? And if so, how do you identify it and what do you do?
Well, first of all, you have to set the climate. So, as you know, Mike, what good teaching and coaching is, one of the things is you always forecast what could go wrong, right? So you know what. So then you address those things up front. You just say, hey, look, there's zero tolerance for this. Winning and losing is a fine line. We can't be fighting each other to hope to win the other team. So you set a climate where the focus is on learning, getting better, positive relationships. So that's the thing. So if you see it, then you address it. You just upfront say it's not going to be tolerated, and then I go back to my old school thing. You make them run,
yep.
Push up, whatever punishment you love, and punishment is good in that reading. And then, hey, the message out there, and kids get it. First of all, they don't want to run.
Yep.
But no, it's all about standards. But if you have a standard, you better enforce it. You better have a consequence. Kids don't respect dog. Trust me, they want a consequence.
Last question, because you've coached in St. Paul. Have you seen much over the years, that many years, have you seen many things that you'd say are racially charged or not?
I grew up at Oxford Playground, home of Dave Winfield and Paul Molitor. So I was on the other side of that coin. I was associated with being black, being a white man. So honestly, not too much. There's always, the outlier who, because of his or her background, don't really get it, but it's a rarity. Most Minnesotans really try hard at equity. The problem still is, though, that, we still have these de facto, de jure enclaves of color where, we're separated sometimes, so sometimes our sensitivities may not be what they should be, perhaps, Mike. But I think most Minnesotans, I feel really confident about this. I'll quote someone really smart. Julio Picaret just passed away this past year, sadly. But he said Minnesota is one of the least racist places he's been in. He's been all over the world. And I subscribe to that. I'm not saying they're not nitwits and there's not an outlier, but it's not the general thing in Minnesota. People really want to do right. And I'm not saying we always do, but we try.
Donnie, thank you so much for the insights. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, Mike. Thank you. Mike, thanks for all you're doing. Really appreciate what you're doing.
You bet. That's a coach's perspective, 5 decades. 651-461-9226. I also think that we need to change sometimes the penalties for bullying. If anybody says anything that's racially charged from the stands, it's got to be severe. And one of the best things you can do is just make an ass of them. Embarrass them every chance that you get. Let everybody know who it was and what they said. And then you decide if you're going to be friends with that person. You decide. You decide whether or not that's worth having a friendship with them. And for the kids that bully in school, I just think you got to suspend them. And the time would be determined by the extent for, with which you know, their crime was committed. But I think you have to shut them down. I think you got to put a sock in them right now. I think you got to make it severe. I think you got to embarrass them and make them own up to it and apologize publicly. I think you have to do everything you can to humiliate a bully. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Have you ever observed that at a game? And what do you think you should do when you find somebody that did? Sports to the Max at WCCO. Welcome back. This is the kind of guy I want to talk to. I got a call from Tom from New Prague. He was the scorekeeper and on-ice official for the events in question, as I understand it. Tom, thank you for joining us. So you were there? You were working the game?
I was, yes. What? Yeah, I am. I'm first of all, Max, I'm so glad you brought this up. I listened to your show on the way home from work. And I've been getting texts all day from my brother all these people I know about, hey, New Prague, what's going on? And so we've been having these conversations. And, I am glad you're bringing this up, because I think, you know, and I want to be careful not to be the, you know, I'm representing New Prague here.
Sure.
And I want to be careful to I don't want to be defensive, but I.
No, I think we all understand, you know, that you know, this thing is kind of complicated. But what can you tell us?
Well, here's what I can tell you is I'll start off by saying, like you said at the beginning of the show, is New Prague is a great community.
It is.
You know, Tip Dipburner, the head coach of the New Prague hockey team right now, Brad Drazen, is a salt of the earth guy, and as far as trash talk, as far as our kids doing things that are inappropriate, he jumps on it right now. Like one of my pet peeves is when players don't like to call it the ref hat on the ice, so the players start jipping around at the ref, right?
Yep.
I can't stand that. Brad Drazen, Coach Drazen, is the kind of guy that tells the kids to shut their yapper right now.
Yep.
You know, so I mean that's New Prague. That's the New Prague that I know. That's the New Prague that I love. Obviously, we can't control everything.
So I think we're talking more about the fans, right?
Well, not in the basketball situation. I believe was the fans.
Yeah.
It was and I'll just be honest. I did not look into this basketball thing. I'm a hockey guy, or I'm in the hockey world. So my son is on the team, and I was, like I said, I was an off ice official doing the scorebook.
Sure.
So the hockey thing was regarding players.
Okay, I didn't realize
yeah.
that. And what?
Yeah,
so what did you see here, or hear about?
Well, what I heard about and what I saw, and again, this is my opinion, so I just want to make sure everyone knows that. But what I saw was a lot of trash talking going on that was led by the other team.
So there's a back and forth going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a back and forth going on. And the New Prague kid, again, I know the kid, know the family, great family. Would never expect anything to come out of his mouth that was bad. I think what happened was the other, you know, there was a lot of banter back and forth in whatever was said, and I don't want to repeat any of it because I don't think it's I can't verify it exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we've got to be careful on that. Yes,
I would just say that the banter went back and forth, and obviously the New Prague kid crossed the line, which we, you know, should never happen. Not making any excuses for it, but I think the whole story must be told here, and that is that I don't think. New Prague is this big bad racial community that's doing that. I think that's definitely false. And my hopes is that whoever we hire to research all this is going to come up with that. You know.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling in and shedding some light on difficult situations that we don't know a lot about today. The truth, unless you were there, but thank you for calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that's always bothered me about incidents anywhere is. Juwan Howard doesn't speak for the whole University of Michigan because he open hand slaps, an assistant coach from Wisconsin. All of us that live in these communities, anybody that lives in a community for any length of time knows that there are some people that everybody knows are idiots. Everybody knows it. and they're talked about often behind their backs, and you try to stay away from them, and there's stories about them, and there's all these things. When they did this, and they said this to the referee, when they went into the coach's office after the game, when they yelled at the opponent, this and that. And I get that. I've always thought, though, in most cases, it's a small group of people. And I don't, I'm not trying to defend New Prague here, but I am saying that I've spent a lot of time in New Prague, and I don't see them having some prevalent attitude that would lead me to believe that this is an ongoing thing. Now, that being said, whoever the people are that did, the perpetrators, go get them. Man, make fools of them. Suspend them. Do whatever you want. Send a message that's really, really strong, particularly if you're in New Prague. Now, I don't know what you can do to fans at a game. It's not like you have jurisdiction over them like you do a student athlete. But I hope if they were a part of the problem that they get embarrassed, that they're not allowed to come to the games. Everybody knows who it is, that people don't hang out with them if they did what they say that they did. But at the same time, I don't want to see New Prague get stained and painted with a broad brush. Like I said, Tim Ditburner, I've known for a long time. And he runs that school, and he has cut his teeth the hard way as a coach, administrator, and all those things. He's seen a lot. His days at South St. Paul, Le Sueur, everything else. And he's got some good people around him. And he will not. I just guarantee you. He will vet this thing and get to the bottom of it. For that, you can be sure. And I don't know what that means in terms of ramifications. But I would assure you, knowing him like I have over the years, that he is not going to allow this to go unchecked, and the people that are involved in it are not going to go unscathed. That's what I'm saying. And I always get just a touch concerned when I see somebody that happens that represents a community. And the next thing you know, people think that speaks for the entire community, and I don't think that's the case here, and I doubt Cooper or St. Louis Park. I'm sure they feel the same way, because we all know we have some issues usually with small groups of people, and they end up screwing up a lot of things for a lot of other people. So we'll keep you informed as best we can when we come back. A local goes to the NFL Combine not to compete, but to bring technology to measure these performances. What does this mean? I don't know, but he does. We'll bring him to you next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.